Now it's time for us to catch up once again with Diana for Question of the Week.
Hello and welcome to an electrifying Question of the Week, where we'll be charging cars' batteries the fun way.
Hi, I'm Jeff from the US, and I was once told that if a high tension line, a 23 kV power line, fell across my car, it isn't safe to stay inside because the tires aren't enough to insulate it and the tires and vehicle would catch fire. I was told that I had to open the car door and jump out, keeping my feet together, and then hop away from the car, still with my feet right together, because the voltage gradient present in the earth would be enough to shock me if my feet touched the ground at separate distances. I've often wondered since if this was really true.
I spoke to Dr. Richard McMahon at Cambridge University's Department of Electrical Engineering to find out exactly what happens when your car gets a big dose of electricity and whether you should be hopping about to escape.
The questioner asked about some safety advice given on what to do if a 23,000-volt power line falls across your car. The advice given was to get out quickly, as first the tyres and then the whole vehicle would set on fire. At 23,000 volts, the vehicle tyres will effectively insulate the vehicle and it acts as a so-called Faraday cage. You're perfectly safe inside. Your tyres will not set on fire in the time it takes for the circuit to disconnect. I do wonder, though, if there's a mistake in the question. In power transmission, high tension will be more like 230,000 volts. In this case, the story is a bit different, and the current would jump to Earth. This effect was shown recently on a popular television program, where one of the two long-suffering assistants was volunteered to be subjected, in a car of course, to a strike of about 1,000,000 volts. After 10 seconds of such shocks, the car started and the assistant drove off unscathed. So, if a power line were to fall on our vehicle, assuming we survive any mechanical damage, such as broken glass, because power lines are pretty heavy, then the thing to do is to be well advised to stay put safely inside our Faraday cage until any arcing has stopped. In fact, circuit breakers should disconnect permanently in a second or so. So what do we do then? One of my students suggested gently driving away to dislodge the cable. This seems a good tactic, and if we can get free, we can get out safely. If we can't do that, you've got a choice of jumping out or waiting for the rescue services. You can't be absolutely sure that the cable is definitely dead. Finally, your chances of experiencing this potentially life-changing event are very, very small. However, if you're of a nervous disposition, avoid parking under power lines.
If you park under a big power line and a big fat pigeon lands on it, it probably won't snap it. But if it did, then the best thing to do is to stay in your car. The power will surge around you, but not through you. As for hopping about, an electrical engineering O'Carroll tells me the principle, at least, is correct. When you have a large current flowing through the ground, there will be a voltage difference radiating out from the point where the wire or car is touching. By keeping your feet close together, you minimise the voltage gradient across them, and hence lessen the possible current flowing up and down your legs. Where does this power come from? Well, we'll be taking a look at that next week.
Hello, my name is Brian Starkey. And my question is, from where do permanent magnets get their energy or power? I can put a fridge magnet on a fridge, and it seems as if it will stay there forever with no sign of any power source. Also, if I try to push the like poles of two bar magnets together, my arms will grow tired long before the magnets grow weak, yet again there is no power or energy source. Can we not harness this invisible and seemingly endless source of energy?
And following that, there's this one to get your thoughts in a twist.
Hi, this is Francis Tapon, and I'm calling from San Francisco, and I've listened to The Naked Scientist while I was walking across America for 7 months, and I'm addicted to your show. I had a question, though, while I was walking, and it's about tangling wires, because I would put my MP3 player into a pocket, and every single time I pull it out, the wires are completely tangled up. And, in fact, they're so tangled, I couldn't even do it myself. My question is, why do wires get tangled?
If you know where the power of magnetism comes from or why wiry things tend to tangle, then send an email to questionoftheweek@thenakedscientist.com or write your thoughts on our forum. That's www.thenakedscientist.com/forum. That's all for Question of the Week on this edition of The Naked Scientists. Back to you guys.
Thanks, Diana. And if you do go along to our forum, you can see the discussion that's raging on about this question, with Jay Shattle saying that a 23 kilowatt power line wouldn't be much danger on dry land, and our rather mysterious another someone, I say in inverted commas, and he said that the suggestion to land with both feet together may just be to convince you to jump with both feet so you don't get a trailing foot caught in your car. We also had a great email from Michael Mattioni in Virginia, who confirmed that you should jump with both feet to avoid having one foot in contact with the car while the other one is on the ground, which would send the voltage straight through you. But do you know where magnets get their apparent power from, or why it is it when you pull your headphones out of your bag and they're much more tangled than you could ever imagine they managed to make themselves? Just email question of the week at thenakedscientist.com with your answers, or go to thenakedscientist.com/forum.
Fancy listening to The Naked Scientists in your bed, on your way to work, or even at work? Why not subscribe to our podcast? For more information, visit nakedscientist.com/podcast.